more now on internet file sharing with this question. Is this song in your iPod, and how did it get there? It's a cut from Beck's new CD called Guero, and let me stress, this is a new CD. It goes on sale just today in music stores, but for weeks now, some songs from this CD have been circulating illegally on the internet, on file share networks like Grokster. But that is not the whole story. Day to Day's technology contributor Shenny Jardin reports that these days, consumers seem to prefer a mix of old and new technologies when they're consuming music.
I stood in front of Amoeba Records, a music store in Hollywood. None of the handful of people I spoke to would admit to downloading music illegally off the internet, but many of them said it shouldn't be a crime. Still, all of them were walking away with bags of freshly purchased CDs and DVDs. Nolan Jemerson had just bought some music and movies inside, and says he also likes to burn compilation CDs to give away to friends for free. He thinks people ought to be able to share music online for free, too.
Deserve a little bit of free stuff. Every time I turn around, I gotta pay a bill or something, you know? It's like staying above water. I feel like I'm gonna be drowning here soon.
Alexa Jones was exchanging a CD she received as a gift from a friend. She had mixed feelings about illicit file sharing.
It's hard to reconcile wanting to have free music and having it so readily available with knowing that people work hard and they make their money off of it.
And artists' opinions on file sharing are as varied as music lovers. Many have signed on with the RIAA in support of MGM's case against Grokster and Streamcast. But some independent artists and music labels say, if you can't beat 'em, join 'em. DJ Michael Donaldson, better known in techno music circles as Qburn's Abstract Message, uses P2P networks to generate interest and sales in his work. He uploads low-quality versions onto the file-swapping services and encourages downloaders to visit his website to buy a high-quality CD.
One time I received an email on my site from a 17-year-old boy in China, and he was asking if there was any way that he could obtain a copy of this song that I recorded in, like, 1997. And I was happy to just go ahead and send him an MP3 myself.
The fight between those who support peer-to-peer file sharing and those who oppose it has generated other interesting innovations in the music industry. Former Talking Heads frontman David Byrne is launching an internet radio service that will stream music he likes 24 hours a day for free. And how does he find the music he likes?
Well, I buy a lot of CDs, and I buy a lot of them online, usually because I can do what I used to be able to do at a record store, which is I can listen to a little sample of it and see if it lives up to what I've heard about it.
Byrne says that beyond any legal or economic debate, one of his concerns about file sharing is that downloaders might only choose to grab hit singles instead of buying entire albums and miss out on experiencing the full range of an artist's work. Part of the magic of music, he says, is stumbling on what you don't yet know that you like. For NPR News, I'm Shenny Jardin.